The 6,500-seat portion of the $80 million project was scuttled last week when the Escambia County Commission's Committee of the Whole failed to get the votes needed to begin the application process to Triumph Gulf Coast, which is in charge of handing out BP oil spill money to selected projects.
Listening to all of you commissioners, it is clearly that we're not all on the same page. After talking to each of you this week, there's a majority of you that want to go one way, the rest of you want to go the other way.
Jay Patel heads Pensacola Arena Develop Partners. Rather than make a formal presentation, he asked the Committee of the Whole last week in open session what they could all support.
The issues have always been, do we need a new field house? Do we need a new event center? Should we repair the Pensacola Bay Center? Should it be downtown? Should it be up north? Do we use new market tax credits? Should we ask for Triumph funds?
The development firm is going back to square one, Patel says, to come up with a plan to build just the field house as a home for youth sports and for sports-related tourism.
Everyone can agree they like the concept. I've been told by each of you you like the concept. Most everyone agrees that it should be downtown. It makes the most sense. But let's also face it, none of the citizens are getting everything on their wish list if it's not affordable.
Well, I think what happened was initially the support came for a field house. And then, you know, as things evolved, it grew into a life of its own when we thought that perhaps maybe we could take a big gulp and replace the Civic Center as a part of the same project.
Commission Chairman Jeff Bergage.
And then, of course, the associated costs went up. And before you know it, shazam, you're at, you know, between 80 and 100 million. And even with the injection of 25 million from Triumph, if that were to occur, you've still got 55 to 75 million bucks that you got to cover.
Patel believes there must be a 5-0 vote by the commission to clear the way for $25 million being sought from Triumph. He points to the efficiency shown by Panama City officials recently in securing Triumph funding.
Their economic development guys were here, their TDC chair was here, their mayor was here, and the committee members asked them to speak and express their need for Triumph committees important on the sports tourism project as well as projects for Bay County. Collectively, they were here as one voice.
While Pensacola Arena Develop Partners is moving toward a field house, Commission Chairman Jeff Bergage plans to offer a proposal to spend $20 million on major renovations to the 33-year-old Pensacola Bay Center.
We can bond that for over a 20-year period and get another 20 years out of that facility. Better restrooms, better concession, new sound system, video billboard, video marquee, improved parking, aesthetics on the outside, brand new energy-saving chiller, some solar arrays to lower the cost. It's just that we can't sit here and be terrified to make a decision.
There have been a number of snafus at the Bay Center, says Bergage, including the rescheduling of 3 Pensacola Ice Flyers games in mid-February because of a malfunctioning ice plant.
Imagine if it was Elton John here and, oops, our old chiller broke down. Sorry, Elton. We just can't have that. It's embarrassing and it's uncalled for. We have the resources. We have the capability to fix these things. These problems are not like fine wine. They don't get better with age. We need to identify the issues, do our homework, do our studies, do our due diligence. We need to fish or cut bait, and we got to make a decision.
As the saga of a new arena versus fixing the old one continues, Bergage said last month the proposal was on life support. 1 month later,
I think our Triumph proposal is, I hate to use a cliche and I've said it before, but I think it's past life support. I think it's in a coma, in a self-induced coma.
Stay tuned. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.